Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Who they want? Baseball Spo. Baseball Spo.
I don't know if I'm happy or sad now, because was that Adina Howard that we had coming back?
Oh, that was Tupac.
Oh, it was Tupac. Okay, cool. But when we get Baseball Spo, it makes me happy, especially because we have our Astros insider, Adam Spillane, and I'm hoping that he can help me figure out what the hell I watched yesterday. Yeah. It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. And Spo, when was the last time you saw a player upset about getting a free base?
I remember this was like in the 90s. It happened to Albert Bell. He got hit by it. Like, he actually got hit. Yeah.
He wanted to keep playing.
Refused to go down to first base.
Yeah.
So I remember that one. But hey, you want to compete and you want to go try and win the game yourself. So I get where he's coming from. And he certainly didn't get hit. So,
all right.
There's that.
What about some bare feet on the diamond? When was the last time you saw that?
That one, I don't think I've seen that.
In what was a wild over or extra innings 4-3 victory for your Astros in the later slate of things out in San Diego. Just a mess of a game. What grabbed you most about this game? Was it just the awful umpiring? Was it Hunter Brown's very good return to form? Like what kind of was your attention grabber?
Honestly, I thought it was a really fun game. I thought that game was
absolute
blast.
Yeah.
I mean, you have two really good teams towards the end of the season. They're both going to be in the playoffs. They are both, you know, trying to, like, both teams are trying to play well heading into the playoffs. So I just thought it was a really fun game. I guess the umpiring does stand out, and that's not a great crew. The Astros have just had that crew in Cincinnati a couple weeks ago, and that was a spot of ejection on the Alex Bregman hit by pitch that was called a foul ball that they couldn't really overturn. It was a bad job yesterday by Brendan Miller, the home plate umpire, who's a really young umpire. This is just his second season as a full-time umpire. But, I mean, there are certain things that in that job you should just be able to do. And, you know, the foul ball with Altuve, there are two egregious ones. There's not knowing the rule on the whole disengagement thing. And having when you have to call to New York to figure out a rule, that's an issue. Especially, yeah. And that's not just on Brendan Miller. You got three other guys, and those three other guys are a whole lot more experienced than Brendan Miller. Like, you've got to know that rule. And then for Brendan Miller on the foul ball with Altuve, ask for help.
Yeah, the unwillingness to do that was crazy.
Even if you don't change the call, just ask for help so that it looks like you guys talked about it and you got the opinion of the two guys that were down the line. Like, I just don't understand the reasoning for not wanting. Maybe it's you have a young umpire who doesn't want to look like weak in that situation.
Yeah, projecting strength is what I thought.
But you make yourself look really bad, and that's just. It doesn't take away from it being a fun game, but it obviously was a little messy.
What about both teams not wanting that to be a hit by pitch?
In a sense, I was surprised that San Diego wouldn't, because you load the bases for Manny Machado.
Right.
Like, as good as Jurickson Profar has been this season, Manny Machado hit a home run earlier in the game, and you have no place to put him in that spot.
Yeah.
So I was somewhat surprised that San Diego was so against it, but obviously the Astros didn't want it because they wanted to give Hector Neris a little bit of breathing room.
Yeah.
But hey, the call was the call. Give Neris credit for making pitches when he had to, and that has been one of the things that has kind of gotten lost. Like, the Astros' ability to improve the roster after the trade deadline has been really key for them. You get two guys that didn't really three guys that didn't cost them anything, with Neris, with Ben Gamel, who now is hurt.
Yeah.
With Jason Hayward.
Yeah, I thought he had a bruise.
Yeah, what do we make of the concussion to bruise pipeline that the Astros have seemed to form here?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not there, so I have not. I didn't hear any of the explanations that Espada gave in Anaheim or in San Diego on Monday, so I can't really speak to it. But that's really all.
It happened quicker, at least that pipeline. We figured that out a lot earlier.
They didn't wait 3 months this time. Who knows? Maybe
they're more experienced in the contusion to bruise.
Yeah, I don't know what an X-ray shows compared to an MRI.
Sure.
So it's kind of the thing that you had with McCormick last week, where the X-rays with McCormick didn't show the fracture until they actually went in and got the MRI, and you get a little clearer picture with that. So I don't know. It's just the problem is they do themselves no favors by the way that they handle some of these things. That's why people can make fun of them for this stuff.
Well, we were talking about it yesterday. Like, yeah, it's got to be a bruise, right? Got to be a bruise. No, it's not.
In fact, someone said that it might have been B. Scott and Figgy that jinxed them. I don't know.
Could have been. The interesting thing about this game too is it ended up being a good thing that Jose Altuve was thrown out. He doesn't make that play.
Probably not.
No, he doesn't.
Probably not.
Yeah.
He has a way of making the great play and just kind of screws up the routine one. You're right. That's the one thing that we have thought about a few times. Like, when he came out of the game, when he had the kind of the side injury against the A's, that's the one thing. Like, well, hey, the right side of their, the up the middle, they might be a little bit better now defensively if he misses some time. Give Greg Kessinger a lot of credit, man. I mean, that's not to come in cold like that.
Yeah.
And John, I've criticized Kessinger's kind of existence on the 26-man roster for a good portion of the year.
Yeah.
Because I haven't used him. Like, he was basically on the roster the entire first half of the season and basically made one start during that stretch. And this is now twice, going back to the playoffs last year, where he came in cold off the bench and made a game-saving play.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that stuff matters, and that stuff will keep you on a roster. And, you have to start, Greg Kessinger is probably going to be around now for a little while, just because that you can trust him in that type of.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spot.
Yeah, I was very fascinated with that. He also, I kind of love just the way that he, and maybe it's just the nature of, you know, being able to make that play. There was a lot of a glow with him after the game, just kind of joking about the situation where he saw that as soon as Altuve took the sock off, he was like, I picked up my glove. Yeah. So that was a fun thing.
When you take your sock off, you're going to get thrown out.
You're showing up the umpire at that point. Even though he was trying to prove a point that was very valid.
He knew exactly what was going on, and Kessinger was absolutely right. You start taking your shoe off, and then he like exaggerated his limp. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, I was wondering if anybody was going to ask, because I saw Altuve's availability after the game. I wonder if anybody's been asking if his toe was okay, or if like you're gonna look at, you get a lineup here in what, a couple hours, and all of a sudden Altuve's not in there because of the toe's bothering him. So yeah, it was it's a weird game. It's a fun game, and it kind of gets you ready for what we're gonna see here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I don't want to take for granted the Hunter Brown outing. Yeah. Like, this is a guy that we know has this kind of like capability, but last year you saw him fade in these kind of situations. Like, just how important is it that we're seeing him almost get better in some ways?
Well, I thought that he was probably one of their five most important players coming into the season, just because of the prospect status that he had. And you look at, like, he's got 4 years of club control left after this. So like, they need him to be good, especially when you look at how up in the air the rest of the rotation is, where Justin Verlander is a free agent after this year. Framber Valdez is a free agent after next year. You don't know what you're getting from Luis Garcia moving forward, and he's only under team control for a couple years. He hadn't pitched in a while. Who knows what's going to happen with Lance McCullers? You've got some young guys.
Oh, he's still on
the roster. That's right. Yeah, you've got some young guys.
Yeah, he is.
That was a genuine realization.
You say Kikuchi's a free agent after the season, so you don't know like where, you know, who you can rely on from a starting pitching standpoint now, you know, after the next couple of years. So the fact that he's under club control, he has shown himself to be a frontline starting pitcher this season.
Yeah.
To go through the last 24 games with a 2.55 ERA, fastball command has been really, really good.
I don't want to skip past that. What was that number again?
2.55.
Mm-hmm.
It was 9.78 after his first six starts, and it looked bad, and you were wondering if maybe they were going to have to send him down. And, you know, he added the sinker, which has been talked about a lot, and give credit to Chandler Rome for being the first one to really point that out. That's something that Alex Bregman had brought up to him, and that really changed his season. And he is now, it feels like you're going to get an automatic start, an automatic good start from him every time he takes the mound.
I'm glad we got here, because when I was watching Hunter Brown yesterday, I started thinking about conversations that you and I have had a month ago, 2 months ago. Like, is this pitching staff going to be able to withstand innings that they've never seen before in the course of a season? They are so far. I mean, but is that still something that's sort of in the back burner?
I'm sure they're thinking about it, but you're running out of starts at this point.
Yeah, but then you get to postseason.
Yeah.
But that was a playoff style game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But the good thing with where they're at is that, like, the guys that they're going to rely on when you get to the playoffs are not the guys who are, like, hitting their innings limits. Like, Hunter Brown has gone through a full Major League Baseball season now. So he knows how to deal with this. Framber Valdez is fine. You say Kikuchi, he'll be fine, you know, just having pitched as long as he has. So you're not really relying on the Arigettis and the Blancos. And Blanco pitched really well his last time out. And who knows what happens here with Verlander. He's got a couple starts now to prove himself. He took a couple good steps.
His next start is tomorrow?
It'll be Friday. They haven't announced their rotation yet for Anaheim. But my guess would be Kikuchi tomorrow. because then you have Kikuchi.
Good pitching matchup tonight.
Seattle.
Yeah.
Fromber and Dylan Cease.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Battle of aces.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing you get with San Diego is that you're going to get good starting pitching matchups on those nights.
Astros magic number 7 with a 5-game lead over Seattle. I'm going to ask you to do the impossible here. Get on your crystal ball. When does that number hit 0?
I think probably sometime during that Seattle series. They should take care of business against Anaheim. The Mariners do have Mariners still have 2 more games left with the Yankees. So it's not a matter of if, it's not a matter of if, but it's just when at this point. And it wouldn't shock me if this thing is over before Seattle arrives on Monday. But it's, you know, it's still asking a lot to, to close a magic number of 7 in a 5-day span. So certainly possible. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see. I do think that it's important for them to get this locked up pretty quick. And it looks like Cleveland will hold on to the 2 seed, which is fine. Get some rest in Cleveland for these guys. Mm-hmm. You know, you can kind of have a relaxed spring training type series in Cleveland and then get ready for either Detroit or Minnesota or Kansas City in the wild card series.
Yeah, the Tigers coming on strong here at the end of this thing.
Fighting AJs, not giving up. They won in extras yesterday. I don't know how they're doing it. It's not a very good team. That would be fun if you get an AJ Hinch versus the Astros. 4.5 years after they fired him.
Yeah.
Baseball Spo, Adam Spillane, our insider for the Astros, joining us here in the loop. We appreciate you, my man. Would you like to take off your shoe before you exit?
No, because, you know, it's a little sweaty, the sock. And, you know,
So was out too, Baze.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but he was in the open air. We're in a closed studio.
I just like the way Adam Spillane always dances to his intro song. When you know he
I can't dance.
No, you won't dance. That's a mentality issue.
John, there's cameras. Don't lie to the people.
He's doing the whole...
I can't hear the music. I don't have the
Theater of the mind. We appreciate you, my man. Our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at tmobile.com/switch. All right, coming up next in the loop, let's go around the NFL where what is this? Bill Belichick being a meteorologist? What is happening there? We'll get you the details next.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.